I think the law enforcement side really started to explore what is best practice that's taking place across the country, and they found out about an initiative called Don't Shoot. Mm-hmm. The author, David Kennedy, wrote a book based on his research looking at communities across the country where violence is prominent and mostly inner cities, but obviously it has relevance to communities like ours. And so the Don't Shoot model was brought to our community by our law enforcement agencies. And through the Community Coalition again, we started really exploring. So we took a group over to Peoria, which really is a community that's already adopted the initiative and the approach. And we spent some time over there. The law enforcement group took a group over to spend some time over in Peoria. And then we took a delegation for a statewide conference. It happened to be hosted in Peoria as well. And so we adopted or decided in early January that as a community, we really wanted to pursue this approach.
You mentioned Peoria has already adopted this program.
Yeah.
How long have they been utilizing this, and what kind of results have they seen?
Yeah, I think Peoria is in their fourth or fifth year with the initiative. The first couple of years, they had great reduction in their violence, gunshots, calls for shots fired. Last summer, I think it was just one of those communities all across the state experienced a significant spike in gun violence and gun-related activities, and Peoria was not immune to that as well. And it's really interesting, Brian, because really it can be one particular incident, mm-hmm. a drug deal that goes bad, then there's retaliation on both sides, and it doesn't seem to stop. And so, you know, really one incident can skew an issue like this. And so, but I think Peoria is really pleased with the success they've had with their model.
Let's talk a little bit about how this program works.
Yeah.
I understand there are three pillars kind of involved in this. What are those pillars and how do they work together?
Yeah, so it really is law enforcement and community working collaboratively. And so law enforcement identifies the offenders. We've established our own criteria here. I think each community establishes that a little bit differently. And so from the law enforcement side, it really is a targeted approach, which I support. You know, I've been working with and trying to address long-term historic issues of Black community, law enforcement engagement and activity. And I really like the targeted approach, which really talks about identifying those offenders who are committing the activities and then going after them versus casting a wide net.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I've said all along is that law enforcement can't arrest their way out of this issue. We've got to look at a different way of approaching it. So once the one side is the law enforcement side, the next part really is looking at those individuals and neighborhoods most impacted by the gun violence and working with those families, those residents to say that the gun violence must stop. And so hopefully that creates more cooperation with those in the neighborhoods to help identify the offenders, to talk about those situations and help resolve them. And then the third part is an approach I really like as well is we bring in those offenders that we know are committing the gun violence-based activities, and we say to them, we're aware, you know, you are on our radar. This is your chance to change, make different decisions, hence the term fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you choose to work with us, we want to work with you. We want you to be successful. We want to help you leave gang life or, you know, violent activity life and become a productive citizen. We want to do that if you want to do it. And so those three components really come together to help make up the philosophy around the Don't Shoot.
If the offender agrees to try and change their ways, what kind of services then does this program try to offer them to get them back on the right track?
Yeah, what Peoria says to us is that it really is an individual needs-based type of support. So, and for some of the offenders, they have really basic needs, you know, help getting an ID, help with, you know, reconnecting with their families or their kids. Some have, you know, more severe issues around dependency, housing, employment, those types of things. So we really are trying to learn from the offenders that we bring in about what their needs are versus saying a cookie-cutter approach that you're going to fit into this model. We want to use the resources, programs, services, organizations in our community and engage them in the support network versus something that we're trying to do through the Fresh Start Initiative itself. So we're going to hire a case manager who will serve as the liaison between, you know, law enforcement, community organizations, and the offender population.
It sounds like you really are looking to try and get, you know, buy-in from, you know, all different areas here. You're talking to the cities of Champaign and Urbana this week. Certainly at the county level, there will be some cooperation needed there. Really sounds like this is kind of a holistic approach really for a lot of Champaign County.
Well, we are planning a countywide approach, even though the data shares with us that primarily the shooting incidents are happening in the cities of Champaign and Urbana. But certainly we are approaching this from a county perspective. That's one of the things that's unique about our community, or a difference between our community and Peoria. Peoria County is one entity within itself. There's only one government, one school system, and all those types of things, where we have multiple jurisdictions that we are collaborating and building infrastructure with. So I don't want to say this is something you're excited about, because the issue is so negative and frustrating, and it's really at a crisis place. But I'm encouraged that we are coming together as a community to address this gun violence issue.
Tracy Parsons is the Community Relations Manager for the City of Champaign and one of those involved in the Community Coalition trying to implement the CU Fresh Start Gun Violence Deterrence Initiative. Tracy, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you for having me.